Hi there, Kyle Massey here, coach, strategist, and author of a few books, including the guidebook series and The Successful Mind. And welcome to today's episode of the Life Masterclass podcast series, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. And beautiful Bali is a bit grey today, but one of the things with weather is if we are attached to the idea that our mood is good if it's sunny, and if it's cloudy, our mood is like down low, we're attaching ourselves to something that we don't control. So the first tip out of this podcast is it's good. Don't stop. Just keep going. Hi there, Kyle Massey here, coach, strategist, and author of a few books, the guidebook series, and the most recent, The Successful Mind. And welcome to today's episode of the Life Masterclass podcast series, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. And it's a little bit grey outside at the moment here in Bali, but that's a good thing. Lots of sunshine, grey skies. My first tip for you today, actually, is the idea that if we attach how we feel, whether we feel good or bad or otherwise, on the weather, which we have no control of, we're attaching ourselves to something that is going to cause our emotions to go up and down. So first tip is find the joy in every piece of the weather so that it doesn't matter what the weather is like, you still find joy. Ah, it's a cloudy day, it's a sunny day, it's a rainy day, it's a overcast day, whatever it is. So there you go. First tip for the podcast. And that is the intention of the podcast series, is for me to help you come up with practical tips, tools, and strategies to increase your level of health, vitality, vibrancy, success, wealth, all of those things packaged as one. So my big thing is about practicality. So what are the practical things we can do? And when I'm coaching and working with people in seminars, it's what are the practical things, not this theory stuff. So I was recently talking to a client of mine, and I'm recording this at the very start of September, so we're still in this COVID show here in Bali. And here in Indonesia, everyone wears masks when they go outside. Last podcast I talked about how when we mask up and we can't see someone's face, like there's a part of our brain that's not certain what that person's thinking, so it causes a little bit of anxiety, maybe at a subtle level that we don't notice, but there's something happening inside. The other thing I realized, and as I was out and about the other day, was, you know, people are covering up their smiles. And one of the most beautiful things, if you've ever been to Bali, is the gorgeous smile, gorgeous people and beautiful senses of humor. Everyone is always laughing and smiling. So one of the things with the whole mask show is we don't get to have that experience. And it does change the energy, and the energy feels very different here in Bali because there's not that expression. And when we smile, you know, this causes us to experience these elevated emotional states, which does create biochemistry in our body, which is contributing to our well-being, our health, our longevity, and all of that sort of stuff. So that's happening. The other thing is when we receive smile, we have the same sort of thing. Mirror neurons. So we have the same experience going on. So here we are, we're in this experience where the smiles aren't happening. And you can sort of look at someone as you're sort of cruising through, and they've sort of, you sort of, oh, I think they're smiling at me. So back to this conversation with my client just the other day, we were talking about this thing of how can I be a brighter, shining ray of light in this period of time where a little bit of the fun has been sucked out, and sucked out at a small level, sucked out at a big level. So what I said is, you know, how about we be a bigger ray of shining light? And what I mean by that from a very practical perspective is, how can I engage with people and bring this elevated emotional state and sort of, you know, wash it over people? So then people have the experience of, you know, greater connection. And that's what's being missing, like this disconnects us in some senses. So what I suggested to her was, you know, let's go out of our way to be even more joyous, joyful, and reaching out to people. Again, in a practical way, like if you see someone complimenting them on their jacket, or complimenting them on, you know, that's a lovely hairstyle, or complimenting them, So because so much life is being sucked out of us at the moment, it's about doing those things that sort of take us up the next level. We might need to turn the dial up on the vibrancy, the vitality, the joyfulness that we bring into particular situations. So for me, the other day, I like made a point of connecting with people as much as possible and saying as much complimentary stuff as possible. It was like, oh, that's a beautiful dress you're wearing. I love the style of that. It's pretty groovy. And that creates this thing. Because I think, you know, the emotional state of a lot of people is pretty low. So what can we do as shining beacons of light to lift it up, to elevate it? And even to the extent of, you know, it might be a bit cheesy, you know, I'm a bit older, so I might be able to get away with it. But calling someone beautiful or gorgeous, like just that sort of thing, like over going overboard, but not in a creepy, you know, sort of way, but just complimenting and sort of spreading a bit more. The other thing I do is when I'm engaging with someone in service space, like at a restaurant or shop or whatever, and people have their masks on, and that's, you know, part of the policy here. So I go into that shop, I might do some business with them, and then I ask them, hey, can you do me a favor before I go, can you, and I step back to give them this space so they feel comfortable, drop your mask and give me a smile. I'm collecting smiles today. And the beaming smiles I see from these beautiful Indonesian people, and it allows them to express themselves, because this is who they are. And they express this beautiful smile. I get the benefit of this beautiful smile. We have this beautiful interaction. And what we're doing is we're building up the connection. We're building up the joy. We're building up the love. We're building up the thing that is the opposite of a lot of this oppression that's going on at the moment. And for the record, I don't wear a mask. I truly believe, given my background, everything that I've learned over the last 30 plus years, it does more damage than it does benefit. So for me, like, I've made that conscious choice. And so therefore, I'm smiling at everyone I can smile at who's in my vicinity. So that's the principal message I want to like pass on today with this podcast, is about how can we like help raise the level of energy around us to bring more vibrancy, more joy, more love, more connection. And it does mean turning the dial up and doing things at the next level. And, you know, drawing people into this connection thing, because this is the biggest challenge out of this experience that's happening at the moment, is this disconnection, this separation of people. So what can we do to bring people closer together, to connect with people more? So that's my challenge for you for the next, you know, rest of the week, or at least this day. Go out and be that person who is extra connecting or extra complimentary or extra vibrant or extra bright. Maybe even put on some bright colors and that sort of thing, and bring a bit more brightness into this world that could do with a whole lot of additional brightness. If you've got any comments on that, if you'd like to share anything on that, don't hesitate to reach out to me. If you'd like to go deeper with any of this stuff, don't hesitate to reach out. And I'd love to help you out through whatever transition point you're going through. You can find extra details on my online training courses on my website, karlmassey.com. But otherwise, have an absolutely fantastic day. Turn the light up, shine a little bit brighter, spread your love and your joy and your vibrancy as broadly as you can. And if we all do this together, we start changing the energy of this place and space. So have a fantastic day wherever you are on this gorgeous, incredible, beautiful planet of ours. All the very best, and take care.